During the during those practices, it was very, I was holding forward, that's just it. When you're trying to remember all these things, I couldn't remember them after a while. But there was one moment in the rehearsal that Rabbi Henkin really woke me up, and really it was a very, very powerful moment. And that was the moment when the deacon, when we were practicing elevating the challenge, because one of the responsibilities of the deacon is to elevate the challenge during the mass. When I did that in the practice, it was a very powerful experience. I can't describe it. So that night when I was trying to get to sleep, the memory of that practice of elevating the challenge was staying with me and keeping me awake. So I was thinking about that night for a good hour as I was laying there. And then as I was laying there, suddenly, it was strange. It came to my memory very powerfully. It seemed like it was more than just my own power of like remembering something. It was just flooding my mind. And that was all of the people that I had met in the different places I've lived who've been in need of prayer. I was thinking of California, a lot of my friends in California, and especially people who were suffering. I was thinking about my friends in Ohio where I went to college. I was thinking about people I met in Boston when I was in the seminary there. I was thinking about the people I met in Washington when I was in the seminary there. I was thinking about people in Argentina when I lived there for a summer. I was thinking about people in Poland when I lived there for a year. All of these people were coming into my mind, especially the ones who were in need of prayer. And, maybe I was partly dreaming it out, but I could have sworn that as I had all of these people coming into my mind, that they were all saying, "Michael, don't forget us when you lift the challenge tomorrow." It sounds strange, but that was the sense of it. Don't forget us. So that was the experience. And like I said, I changed my modeling based on it. And you might be saying, as I listen to it, as I say it, what does that have to do with the gospel? And everything to do with the gospel is this one. Most of us have heard Jesus say, "Love your neighbor as you love yourself," right? We've all heard that before. Hopefully we're all trying to live with that. And it's not easy because we have a fallen human nature, we struggle with selfishness. But we try to share and love others as we love ourselves. But what does Jesus say today? He says, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you." The way I look at that is he supercharges that other commandment. And it's one thing to try and love people as you love yourself. It's quite another thing to try and love people as Christ loves us. Right? You see the connection with that? So Christ supercharges it. And now the question, what is Christ love for us? How does Christ love us? He died on the cross for us, right? He shed his blood. Now when was the last time you died for someone? Raise your hand. If you raise your hand, that's not the truth. Oh, okay. My niece is an ethnic exclusive. The last thing is, if we had to do something with our own, we wouldn't be here, right? Other thing, when's the last time we shed our blood for someone? Maybe we did, but it's probably those times are too far between when we shed our blood for someone. But that's the price that he died for us and shed his blood for us. Now, of course, when we live our Christian lives, it's a daily dying to self. That's part of the dying and loving others as Christ loves us, right? All of the daily dying. But I think in a certain sense, we can take this commandment in a supercharged way that I described it, in a literal way that I was describing it. Is that Christ wants us to love one another as he loved us. And he wants us, he wants shed blood. That ultimate love. There's no greater love than if we give our lives for something, right? He wants us to love in that way. Well, this is what, this is, now let's get back to that following healing experience. In about 5, 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, we're going to have the chalice filled with what? Wine? No. It will be wine, and then after the conversation, it's going to be the blood of Christ. The amazing thing for me is it's going to be in my hands. But the amazing thing for you also is, spiritually speaking, that blood of Christ is also in your hands. Because it's your baptism. At my baptism, all of us were baptized in the priest of Christ. And it's all of us, it's our job to lift up the chalice of Christ, to lift up his body and death, and offer that as a sacrifice of love. So basically, what I'm proposing is, today, been said, that I be preparing the altar, that you be preparing your heart, and I'll be preparing my heart, of thinking of all the people in my life that I want to put in the hell. All of the people in my life that I want to put on the path with the body of Christ. To be thinking, to calling all of that to mind, because every mass is an opportunity. This is our opportunity to have supercharged prayer. This is our opportunity to have supercharged love, because the love of Christ, His blood, His dying on the cross, is in our hands. And we're offering it to the Father. So maybe when we approach the altar, either physically as I'll be doing, because I am spiritually, or spiritually as He'll be doing from the pews, let's not forget to love one another as Christ has loved us. In other words, let's not forget all of our intentions. Let's not have a mind wandering to football games or groceries or anything else, but let's be putting our minds, preparing our hearts to make the sacrifice well. Because to the degree that we put people in that challenge and on the patent, to the degree that they will receive that love. So it's a challenge, it's a beautiful opportunity, but it's something we need to be focused and vigilant about. So let's do that today. But one other thing, I'll close with this. Let's do this every day. Does that mean that you have to go to Mass every day? No. If you do, that's great. The religious here, we all go to Mass every day. It's wonderful. But even if you don't go to Mass every day, you just go once a week. I challenge you, I challenge myself, to spend the week, spend the time in between Masses. You know, the Mass is supposed to be the source and summit of our whole life. To spend the time in between Masses, gathering into your consciousness, gathering into your heart, all the people that you meet in your daily life, all the people that you meet who are in your prayer, all the people that you meet that you love, gather them in your heart and prepare your heart for the Eucharistic sacrifice that supercharges our prayer. You know, our Protestant brothers and sisters are awesome when it comes to intercessory prayer. They pray a lot for people. I have a lot of Protestant friends, and they're always praying a lot for me and for my friends and any intention. One thing that we have in Catholics that they don't, is we have this supercharged prayer for them. We can lift up all our intentions in the challenge and offer to the Father. Supercharged prayer, let's not waste it. So prepare all those intentions all week and bring them to the altar every week. And then also, one last thing is, how many of you guys heard of the Divine Mercy Chaplet? The Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Okay. Well, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, if you haven't heard of it, ask somebody, find something out about it. The Chaplet of Divine Mercy is an awesome prayer for living the Mass outside of the time of Mass. Because when we pray that prayer, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son. The body and blood. It's talking about that. Eternal Father, I offer the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, for what? In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. And as we're spiritually holding up that blood and that body of Christ, we're saying, have mercy on us. And on the whole world. Have mercy on us, on the whole world. Supercharged prayer comes from the gallants and the patents actually was given in our mind. And if we pray that way, the prayer will be powerful, and hopefully it will do to you what it did to me, and keep you up at night, hopefully not. But, so let's prepare our hearts as we enter into the sacrifice of the Mass, and love one another. Let's have a supercharged prayer for a supercharged commandment, because we can live without the Mass.